Welcome to the Financial Analysts Journal Author Interview Series. I'm Pat Light, an assistant editor at CFA Institute. And we're here today with Brad M. Barber to discuss his recent FAJ article, Do Some University Endowments Earn Alpha?, which was published in the September-October 2013 issue. Brad, really appreciate you being with us here today.
Well, thanks for having me.
And in this interview series, as you know, we invite our authors to discuss their articles and their ideas with us. So let's jump right in with the first question. Brad, what was the practical issue or issues that motivated your research?
Well, this was a personal journey that I had where I sat on an investment subcommittee at UC Davis where I'm employed that was tasked with deciding how to invest the university's endowment. And one of the things that struck me through this process, we interviewed several potential managers, was there was really very little evidence on the performance of endowments. And what motivated me to look at this issue was to sort of fill that gap and try to understand how endowments had performed in the past and whether there was any evidence of sort of performance persistence or outperformance by some endowments.
And what was your approach to answering those questions?
So what we did was essentially collect data from Nakubo and Common Fund, which via survey has obtained the annual returns for over 800 endowments. And that varies from year to year, but basically they have annual returns for endowments from 1990 to the present. And so with that data, we were able to look at the performance of the average endowment and whether there was unusual performance among the Ivy League or top SAT, which a mythology has developed around that, and what the factors were that might explain the differences in performance. And in addition to looking at those elite institutions, we looked at the simple question of whether there was evidence of performance persistence, that is, do the top-performing endowments in 1 year go on to do well in the following year.
So how do you expect that your findings or your results will influence practice in this field?
Well, let me just summarize the results briefly. I think the most striking result that we get is that the average endowment is, well, average. If you look at the average returns on endowments over the 21-year period we analyzed, they're within 4 basis points of a 60-40 allocation, 60% stocks, 40% bonds, which is the traditional endowment benchmark. And so the average endowment really would have performed just as well by buying an index fund and stocks and bonds. There is some evidence that the elite institutions do better, but the analysis that we conducted suggests that the most likely explanation for that is their large bet on alternative assets, namely private equity and hedge funds during this period. And so the real bottom line, I think, going forward for endowments is whether those alternative asset classes can be expected to do well going forward. And there it's hard to make an equilibrium argument for why private equity and hedge funds would continue to outperform in the future. I think one caution that we issue is that looking at past performance to try to guide an endowment policy going forward ignores the fact that, for example, private equity has attracted a lot of additional money in the last decade, and that could, in fact, squeeze the returns that we've seen historically. So, you know, my main concern is that many smaller universities might be trying to replicate the large endowment model used by such institutions like Yale and Harvard, but they really don't have the resources to do so in an effective way. And that leaves them spending way too much on endowment management when they can get solid returns by looking at low-cost alternatives.
All right. And is there anything else you'd like to add before we let you go?
No, I think basically endowments should be sort of careful in how they think about addressing these issues. And by minimizing the cost associated with endowment management, that leaves more money on the table for the investors. And so I think really taking a hard, cold look at the cost of endowment management is one of the main messages that we have here.
All right. Thank you so much for taking the time to share your research and your ideas with us. And we encourage all of you to read this article and articles from other CFA Institute publications on our website, which is cfapubs.org. Thank you for listening.